both local, sports and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours news bulletin on Millennium Radio. The headlines: HH seeks deeper economic ties with Ghana Eyes Mining Corporation. Stakeholders fear delay in Edgar Lungu's burial until after 2026 election. 65,000 Ukrainian soldiers killed in war with Russia, Zelensky says.
The voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mogima Timothy Jilalam. President Hage Ndehijilema says Zambia is keen to deepen economic cooperation with Ghana, with mining identified as a key area for collaboration. Speaking during bilateral talks with Ghanaian President John Mahama at State House in Lusaka, President Hijilema said discussions focused on economic reforms, macroeconomic stability and fiscal consolidation. He notes that both countries have undergone economic restructuring and are implementing reforms aimed at restoring stability and driving sustainable growth. President Hijilema says Zambia is particularly interested in learning from Ghana's experience in the mining sector, including both large-scale and small-scale operations.
Plays a fundamental role in that pan-African relationship, so to say. And today we pride ourselves with the African Union, but we must not forget where we are coming. The genesis of that union, of course, initially anchored around independence struggle for Africa. But I think the important thing now for us is to drive from that background the economic, if you like, agenda. Yes, our foreign policy are important, political cooperation is important, community work is important, but I believe that the economic agenda, Your Excellency, my brother, is now more important than the pronouns, because it's that angle that will feed on, or if you like, support other aspects of our relationship.
And President Mahama has called for stronger economic and bilateral cooperation between Zambia and Ghana, saying the two countries are pursuing similar development paths. He says the two nations share long-standing relations that should be strengthened for mutual economic benefit.
And they called for us to come as a united continent instead of different countries. I think that today we can appreciate that call even much better, because Ghana will be 70 years we'll be celebrating 70 years of independence next year, and we all can see, as the first sub-Saharan African country to become independent, if we look at the trajectory that the African continent has taken, the divisions that were created between us by the Berlin Conference has made us not able to develop at an optimal speed and create the kind of prosperity that we need for our people.
Meanwhile, Ghanaian President John Mahama has called on African countries to re-examine their governance systems as part of efforts to achieve economic independence and transformation. Speaking when he addressed Parliament this afternoon, Mr. Mahama says shifting global geopolitics presents a moment for Africa to take greater control of its economic future. He says the continent holds vast untapped potential, particularly in its mineral resources, which should be used to support development. Mr. Mahama says mineral-rich countries such as Ghana and Zambia must move beyond raw material export and focus on adding value to their resources.
And the leveraging of our comparative advantages for industrial growth and economic transformation. Madam Speaker, we demand a redesign of outdated governance systems, including greater representation in global institutions such as the UN Security Council. We are calling for a rejigging of the global financial systems that have kept Africa in poverty and debt. While we must work collectively to achieve these objectives, much depends on how we act locally Leadership is fundamental to achieving the goals of the Accra Research Initiative. In Ghana, we've started taking action to change our narrative. Since my return to office 1 year ago, my administration has been guided by a clear, pragmatic research agenda that is focused on economic recovery, macroeconomic stability, job creation, and inclusive growth.
Stakeholders have expressed concern that the burial of former President Edgar Lungu may be delayed until after the general election scheduled for August 13, 2026. The former head of state died on June 5, 2025 in South Africa, and today marks 8 months since his death. Mr. Lungu has not yet been buried following a prolonged impasse between the government and his family. Independent Churches of Zambia ECOWAS President David Masupa says the church is troubled and saddened by the continued delay. Dr. Masupa says there's a growing concern that the remains of the former president may go for close to a year without burial. He has since called for a ceasefire between the family of the late former head of state and the government to allow for the burial process to move forward.
So as Independent Churches of Zambia, we call upon the family of the former head of state, and we also call upon the government of the Republic of Zambia, that we do not want to get into 1 year without burying a respectable head of state of a country such as Zambia. Please rethink, come together, enter into a contract of give and take, and let his soul rest.
Meanwhile, historian Houston Jupiter has cautioned against the use of the former president's remains for political gain. Dr. Chiputa has advised political players, including the opposition Patriotic Front, to refrain from politicizing the matter. He has reiterated calls for President Lungu to be buried in Zambia.
The weight is even heavier in us insisting that he be buried here at home. And so the political rivalry that has been going on, I think, should be buried so that we bury the former president with dignity and honor here in Zambia. And then we can move on to the campaigns and the elections, because at the end of the day, there will be only one winner at the polls in August. And then what? So we should not use the dead to push agendas that may be personal or that may be partisan.
Health Minister Elijah Muchoma says that the promotion of health workers is based on recommendations from their supervisors and the Civil Service Commission. His remarks come amid growing concerns over alleged selective promotions of health workers during the ongoing recruitment process. United Health Workers Union President Daniel Mwimbe has accused the government of focusing promoting on only one cadre of health workers, a move he says has raised satisfaction within the sector. In response, Dr. Muchoma clarified that all promotions are conducted following recommendations submitted by supervisors, which are then forwarded to the Civil Service Commission for further scrutiny and approval. Dr. Muchoma, however, referred further inquiries on the matter to the Civil Service Commission, stating that it is the mandated body responsible for final decisions on promotions.
There is a rule already down regulation on how promotions are conducted. One cannot say no. Every section, every part has a laid down procedure of promotions. If it's an accountant, promotions of an accountant comes from Ministry of Finance. If it's a pharmacist, comes from the supervisor.
And now, business news.
Business news.
The Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection, JCTR, says the basic needs and nutrition basket for a family of five in Lusaka has increased from 11,365 kwacha up from 11,327 kwacha. JCTR programs of Saluko Esamusonda says the increase has largely been driven by sharp rises in the price of carpenter and onions. Ms. Musonda notes that Lusaka recorded the highest cost of living, while other districts continue to experience sustained upward pressure from both food and non-food items. She adds that the price of carpenter